Environmental concerns took center stage at the inaugural All Candidates Forum held at the Pender Islands Community Hall on Sunday, April 13. With Green Party leader Elizabeth May, the NDP's Colin Plant and David Beckham of the Liberal Party in attendance, the forum provided a platform for candidates to discuss pressing issues, including the protection of endangered southern resident killer whales and the growing number of stranded freighters along the coast of British Columbia. Conservative candidate Kathy Ousted did not attend the forum. The candidates largely aligned on key environmental issues raised by the audience, focusing on the urgent need to address the ecological challenges facing the region. One attendee asked about the potential revision of a special order aimed at enhancing protections for southern resident killer whales. Currently, vessels are required to maintain approach distances ranging from 400 to 1,000 meters from these endangered animals. In a consensus, all candidates committed to revisiting this crucial measure if elected. "Protecting our marine ecosystems and ensuring the future of our wildlife is non-negotiable," said Beckham. "We have a responsibility to take decisive action." As the discussion turned to a lack of green transportation options and multi-use paths on Pender Island, May highlighted the need for collaboration with First Nations. "Parks Canada has no plans for a visitor center, and the focus should shift toward ensuring our recreational trails are ecologically sustainable," she stated. "Consulting with First Nations is essential for joint management." Plant reinforced this viewpoint, drawing on his experience with the Capital Regional District in advocating for active transportation networks. "If we work together, we can accomplish much more," he asserted. "Engaging with local organizations like Moving Around Pender will be crucial in making strides toward better green transportation." Addressing the challenges posed by the 33 anchorages off the coast, often referred to as an overflow parking lot for ships, the candidates discussed the need to reform the decades-old anchorage system. May expressed frustration over stalled legislation, which included an amendment she authored to prohibit thermal coal shipping from Vancouver. "This should have been law by now, and we must demand immediate action," she urged. Plant echoed her sentiments, advocating for establishing protective zones in sensitive areas. "Certain places should be off limits to such activities, and this region certainly qualifies," he said. Beckham said removing freighters from our waters is imperative. "We need to rethink logistics to prevent these vessels from polluting our harbors unnecessarily," he said. Another topic for debate was socioeconomic issues, specifically the candidates' positions on universal basic income, a social welfare proposal in which all citizens regularly receive a minimum income. All three candidates agreed that the wealth gap in Canada is a significant issue. Plant championed the initiative of universal basic income, emphasizing the discrepancies within Canada's economic structure. "Our economic system thrives for some while leaving the most disadvantaged behind. We need to ensure everyone pays their fair share." Beckham addressed the wealth gap. "It's unacceptable that individuals working multiple jobs are struggling to make ends meet. We must tackle this issue head-on," he said. May reminded attendees of her party's ambitious proposal for a guaranteed livable income, suggesting Prince Edward Island as a pilot project. "While it's a massive undertaking, we need to start somewhere if we truly intend to eradicate poverty," she said. A question from the audience regarding party discipline led to a discussion about the impact of party whips on elected officials' ability to represent their constituents. "There are times when party line votes are necessary to deal with major issues, and I have no reluctance about that," Beckham said. May pointed out that the Green Party allows no whipped votes, advocating for independent thought from MPs. "We expect our representatives to voice their constituents' concerns, not to check their brains at the door," she said. Plant provided a balanced view, acknowledging the compromises that come with partisanship. "It's essential to remember that being part of a party often requires some level of concession," he said. The next public All Candidates meeting is scheduled for April 19 at the Saanich Fairgrounds. A final forum featuring all candidates is set for April 23 at the Saanich Peninsula Presbyterian Church.